Right. It's 2 minutes past two. I'm here, Barry's here.
Hello.
Welsh Dave, producer.
Hello.
Here. So we got through 3 hours, Barry.
I won't lie, it was a struggle.
I think the quality of the output was really excellent. I think the fact that I've got such a terrible hangover and you have a broken knee and then we were given a cup of tea with off-curdling milk in it.
That was a radio low for me. I genuinely was worried I was going to chunder into the bin when and the thing is, you'd warned me, and yeah. I tried it anyway.
I said, I think this milk's off. And you know, you don't want to be like, you just don't want to be a diva and go, this tea is disgusting.
Oh no, so, but it was genuinely undrinkable.
If you had said it isn't off, I reckon I'd have got through it. I'm a bit tender anyway, so my taste buds are a little bit. Oh, so that was a really, that was tough. But there was some nice, Sean Derry was good today, wasn't he?
Ray Houghton,
Ray and Perry were nice. I guess the attendance was great. Just the gift that keeps on giving, that game, the time tunnel. Good fun. Make it an extra long podcast if you can be bothered. Here are the best bits of our show. We're both going to lie down in a heap. Not together, though. Enjoy this. Good morning, everybody. This is the world's biggest sports radio station. My name is Max Rushton. Alongside me, The Guardian's Barry Glendenning. We are live on TalkSport Live on my Facebook page for the Facebook 9, or the number of viewers we get on that. Facebook.com/AMaxRushton if you want to see us picking our nose in the break. We'll have all the build-up to the FA Cup semi-final, live commentary of that game. We'll chat to Perry Groves and Ray Houghton, who are there, going to commentate on that game for us. We've got an extra hour today, so we will steal some of our favourite TalkSport features from other shows because it's 50% more work for 0% more money, Barry.
Yes, how it
living
works.
The dream.
How are you, Barry?
I've had better days, I'll be honest.
What's wrong with you? Are you a bit down?
I have a sore knee.
Okay.
I absolutely walloped my knee off the corner of my coffee table last night.
Do you think you
hit it right in the speed spot? And you know, it's awful. I could barely sleep. It was so painful. And now if I sit down for too long, it kind of seizes up.
Do you think your connection, the coffee table to your knee, was harder than the football that Lanzini hit to Phil Jagielka's face, that he just faced out? It was an amazing clearance.
I'm trying to think if I had to suffer one such fate, which would be preferable? I think football in the face would be, it wouldn't last as long.
Oh, I'd be so sad if that happened to me again. I mean, everyone who's played football has had a ball in their face at some point, right?
But this was a rocket.
No one has ever... I mean, I know there are, you know, bigger moments, bigger sort of football matches that went on this weekend. It was the worst game of the weekend by some distance. But just the moment, the sound. If you're listening, do you have a headache? That's what I want to know. It's a niche phone-in subject.
Does Phil Jagielka have a headache this morning?
Anybody is near Phil Jagielka, does he have a headache? Because really, it was just caught it so sweetly and it just went.
It knocked him off his feet. But yeah. I thought he would, even though it's Phil Jagielka, who is hard, I thought he would stay down. Mm. And then the camera didn't cut back to him for about 30 seconds, but within 30 seconds he was on his feet, not rubbing his face, not crying, as I would have been if it had happened to me.
And there you are moaning about just tapping your knee on a coffee table.
Oh no, this was hardcore.
Do you think knee worse than shin?
Hmm?
Do you think it's better that you went knee or would you have taken shin?
Let's move on.
Would you like the agenda for today's show?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's how the show works. We have a 10-point agenda. If we achieve everything on the agenda, well done us. And if we don't, it doesn't matter because nothing really matters. Point one, my annual rant about how terrible the marathon is. I'll do that in just a second. Point two, Max and Barry's Premier League and FA Cup review is here. Point three, we'll find out what Alan McAnally is wearing and get today's odds. Alan texted me this morning to say he was on a flight, and so hopefully he'd be ready for 11:30. And I just replied with, "What are you wearing?" And I've never actually texted that to anybody because I'm not a weird pervert. And
then, well, apparently you are.
When you see it written down, it's a lot. It seems a lot weirder than when I ask Alan on the radio what he's wearing. But we'll get that.
I don't know if there's a Mrs. McInerney, but if she, what happens if she sees it and then she thinks her husband or her boyfriend is having a sordid affair with one of his Sky colleagues?
She'll knock on my door, go, "Explain this. Mrs. McInerney, I'm not having an affair with your husband." Point four, John Kettley is back to talk Burnley. Point five, we'll have a big game of Culverhouse just for Paddy McGuinness. Point six, we find out if a current Football League manager has more tellies than David O'Leary. Point seven, Kevin Day is on. We like him. Point eight, we'll have more. Well, will we have filth or will we have joy from Justin Morehouse in Guess the Attendance? Then we go big, point nine, on the FA Cup semi-final commentary of Arsenal versus Manchester City on TalkSport. The tenth point does not exist anymore, but I'm still not allowed to tell you about it. What are you typing, Barry?
I do apologise.
Are you doing some work?
What?
Are you working?
Worlds have collided.
What are you doing? You just hear it in the background. You've got a typewriter. What are you doing? Are you writing a romantic comedy?
I'm sending an email.
Who to?
Marcus Christensen, football features editor of the Guardian newspaper.
About what?
About a column I've submitted.
Okay.
And
Has it got in? Has it passed?
Oh, I think it has, but there appears to have been some sort of mix-up.
And it's not in the paper?
Pardon?
Is it in the paper?
It should be, yes.
Oh, but it isn't.
But apparently, I'll tell you during an ad break. It's really very boring.
If you're going to... listen, there are other times when you could do that work. I could send some work emails now, but I'm sort of... I'm busy. We're busy, Barry. It's what you're meant to do, isn't it? Were you listening to a word I even said? Do you know what I said in the last 5? We've got 3 hours today.
Well, I'm sure you'll repeat yourself at some point.
Okay, so let's crack on. If you want to get involved with the show, Barry said this would be a terrible idea, but I think this could be really quite good. We were sitting around going, what can we do? Ideas for the show. And I said, why don't we build a football team of footballers you've seen jogging? For some reason, it made us all feel like Alan Partridge. And then Gabriel, who is a regular listener, said, what about footballers you've seen eating a marathon? So we've got 3 hours today. By the end of the show, I want to have two squads, footballers you've seen jogging versus footballers you've seen eating chocolate.
Just to specify, not jogging around a football pitch.
No, not on the pitch. So here, for example, this text from Chris and Mel in Pleasley says, hello, Max and Barry. We were going to a model railway swap meet. Wow, I'm really going to investigate what. So they were going to swap their model railway with someone else who had a model railway on a Sunday morning, and they saw Steve Chettle jogging. So Steve Chettle will go straight in as centre-back for the jogging 11. I want a full squad. I've got lots of these already. Stephen Moses says, Jamie Carragher was on the treadmill next to me at the gym years ago and he basically sprinted for 45 minutes. You can just imagine it, can't you?
Can you imagine the sweat? The puddle of sweat on the treadmill after Jamie Carragher has finished.
Stephen, if you could get back in touch to say, did Carra have a little towel that he wiped down the treadmill after he'd sprinted for 45 minutes?
Because he does, he sweats a lot, doesn't he?
Does he?
Yeah. He does.
I don't know how sweaty Jamie Carragher is. On the pitch, yeah, okay, I guess so. Kevin's, I mean, a lot of footballers do. I can't imagine. It's not like Federer. I don't know any footballers that don't sweat.
Well, apparently Alistair Cook, England cricket captain, he doesn't sweat, which must be quite tricky when you're playing in a furnace in India. Out in the middle for 5 hours.
I'll ask Alan McInerney if he sweats. I would ask him if he sweats, but then Mrs. McInerney will get more ideas. Kevin says, I saw Willow Flood on holiday in Rhodes going for a jog in full Aberdeen training gear, socks and everything. Where would you play Flood? Out wide?
I thought he was a centre mid, is he not?
Is he?
Oh, I could be wrong.
Oh, okay.
I once saw Damien Duff eat a whisper, so... If you were to put him on the wing.
Yeah, this is from Don Hutchison, who he said, I can remember Alvin Martin chopping a Mars bar into thirds, and he had a third of the Mars bar before the game, one at half time, and one at the end of the game. So Alvin Martin can go in that. Duff, whisper, Martin, Mars bar. Just one quick tweet from Fishy123. I've got a manager for you. Playing golf at the Vale of Glamorgan when Arsene Wenger jogged past us on the eighth hole. God, that would really surprise you, wouldn't it? Arsene Wenger.
On DAB Digital Radio and 1089 and 1053 AM, The Warm-Up with Max Rushton on Talk Sport. Max and Barry's Premier League review on Talk Sport.
Before we do the Premier League, let's start with the FA Cup semi-final, Baz. I have no notes on Chelsea Spurs because I was in the bar, but I watched it intently as a social Spurs fan, and Spurs went very Spursy, didn't they?
Well, they lost at Wembley again. I wouldn't say they went full Spurs, but, you know, they played quite
game.
Well.
That was a strange game. Apart from Lloris making one save from a very soft header from Batshuayi, I can't remember either keeper making a save. There were just lots of goals.
That is correct. There were six goals.
That's the insight that you look for.
Some of them very, very, very good goals.
Yeah, I do wonder that it seemed very strange tactically from Pochettino.
To play Hyung Son Min.
I know Son had been playing really, really well and he wanted to get Wanyama in the team. But I suspect a lot of people would agree that individually as footballers, Wanyama and Son may be better footballers than Ben Davis, but Ben Davis has been playing very well and is a left-back. And I think against the best team in the country, you should play a left-back.
Probably, yes, I would agree. I mean, Son was good going forward, but yeah, he was found out a little defensively. But yeah, really good semi-final.
Some people were saying it wasn't a penalty. I mean, it was a penalty.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that.
Because if Moses just keeps running, then he'll be fouled. he just sort of got out of the way and fell down at the same time. But I mean, I'm not sure what someone was doing diving there. I'd like to...
There's been a lot of love for Spurs recently, but they're going to have to win something soon, I think. You know, yeah. And that's another big chance gone.
Tell me something.
Wasn't the best semi-final I saw yesterday.
Oh.
I saw Hibs 2, Aberdeen 3, and it was a wonderful game of football. Aberdeen took a one-goal lead after 12 seconds, mm-hmm. despite not kicking off.
Mm-hmm.
And then they went 2-0. Hibs pulled it back 2-2, and then Aberdeen won with the most outrageous fluke deflection. And Neil Lennon, the Hibs manager, was not a happy boy after he threw his players under the bus.
And it's Rangers Celtic today, isn't it?
Yes, that's correct. I presume that's at midday, is it?
Who will they face in the final of that game? I just wanted to say Christian Eriksen's assist for Dele Alli was one of the most glorious kicks of a football I've seen in a long time.
I don't know how he's not in the
Premier League. It's because they vote for that in September. And he didn't start the season very quickly. But rumours in the papers today that Barcelona wants him for 40 million quid. Which would be sad for Spurs fans. Do you want to go on to the Premier League, Barry?
We can do, yes.
We've really covered whether Phil Jagielka has a headache or not. We still don't know if he does, but that was the only thing that happened in the West Ham Everton game.
I thought there was I would also like to know if James Collins has a sore hand.
Right.
Because at one stage he headed wide when he perhaps should have done better and landed on the ground and thumped the ground furiously. And I was thinking, that's a potential arm breaker. He has punched the ground so hard.
On a summer pitch as well.
Yeah.
It's not like a muddy winter pitch now, is it? If anybody's near James Collins, let us know.
We want to know, does James Collins have a sore hand? Mm-hmm. And does... he was also very lucky not to concede a penalty. He grabbed a handful of Ashley Williams' shirt at a corner and like hung out of it as Williams tried to... It was like a bungee rope. And Ashley Williams' little legs were moving, but he wasn't.
Not sure how little Ashley Williams' legs are.
Well, sorry, yeah. Figure of speech, Mort. Yeah, but it was not a very good game.
I like the idea of bungee ropes on footballers at some... Oh, they do that, don't they? It exists. You can play that sort of table football one where you go in for challenges and then spring back and land on your centre-back. Hull Watford. I mean, I didn't think it was a red card, but I liked... It was worth it for the reaction from Nias's face when the red card came out.
Absolute astonishment.
Looked like, you know, he'd just been told he isn't the father on a Jeremy Kyle show or something like that. It did remind me of Ian, you know, when Shearer got sent off and Ian Taylor. Shearer got sent off for nothing. I think it was Uriah Rennie. I forget who was the ref. And Ian Taylor was playing against him and just had exactly the same face. I don't know what's just happened there.
Yeah.
The only other note I have here is, should I stop with the Watford players as fragrances idea?
I quite like it. Okay. Troy Deeney was very, very upset after that game with his team's performance.
His quote was, there was one team that had a set of balls, which, if you really take it to its logical extreme, means there were a lot of eunuchs.
In the Watford team.
Well, in both teams. Because if there was only one... You know, one set between the whole of the Watford and the whole players. But there was a moment where Marco Silva said, on the subject of the red card.
Sorry, I'm going to have to interrupt you. We have just been handed
the fresh tea,
replacement tea.
Yeah,
but it's like Russian roulette.
With no idea. We've got to give it a go.
You've got to try it.
I'll
first.
Go first. I mean, to be fair, I said I think the milk's off, and then you had a big swig. And
yeah,
then agreed
I shouldn't
me.
Have done that.
Marco Silva said, on the subject of that red card, for me, I don't want to talk about referees. And for the first time ever, he then, like every manager follows it up with, I don't want to talk about referees, but all referees are hopeless and corrupt and useless. But he just said, for me, I don't want to talk about referees. And then didn't. So well done, Marco
Another
Silva.
Reason to like Marco Silva. I've just noted Sam Klukas, wonder strike. Brilliant counter-attacking. And Markovic and Grzycki were brilliant, you know.
Grzycki looks like he's been out all night, doesn't he? I really, really rate him as a player. After Klukas, I've written, what do you want to go for? What a hit. Pick that one out. That stayed hit. Or, and how. I like and how when Martin Tyler does that. Well, listen, that's all we can do in the Premier League review now.
Really?
Yes. It's all right. We've got 3 hours today. It's just on the subject of the Krispy Kremes. Hi, Max and Barry. We realised the Krispy Kreme thing was tenuous. We just wanted to take part as travelling back from crew after seeing our beloved Leyton Orient lose and go out of the Football League. Yes.
Well, I have every sympathy for any Leyton Orient fan because they've had a terrible time of it this season. But that Krispy Kreme... It upset me. It upset me almost as much as the turned sour milk in the tea that I shouldn't have drank. It's going to take me a while to get back from that.
Ben, the Spurs fan for Fairham, says, Alan McInally, flip-flop sarong, Hawaiian flower garland necklace with straw hat. We'll find out in a second.
On DAB Digital Radio and 1089 and 1053 AM, the warm-up with Max Rushton on Talk Sport.
You are listening to The Warm Up on TalkSport. It's Max and Barry. We are here until 2. We have an extra hour today, so we're going to fill it with features that other TalkSport shows do. Pete's going to do a time tunnel, hopefully, so looking forward to that.
I hate the time tunnel.
We asked for your memories of 1908 and the bad weather. Here's a text saying, I remember the snow from the view from the shipyard we built the Titanic in. Thanks for that. Do you want a quick game of Carver House, Barry?
Yeah.
Okay. Simon Roger.
Eddie Newton.
John Pemberton.
Gary Micklewhite.
Steve Anthrobus.
Stuart Barlow.
Paul Goddard.
Mark Ward.
Mirandinha.
Alan Kernan.
John Chidozzi.
Tommy Gaynor.
Nico Claisson.
Gary Charles.
Steve Vickers.
Steve Chettle.
Eric Young.
Ian Ormondroyd.
Peter Fear.
Ian Wone.
Ian Olney.
Ian Brightwell.
Ian Snowden.
Ian Butterworth.
Ian Andrews.
Ian Culverhouse.
Oh, well done. Here's a text. Time to switch off. Only time I turn off station Culverhouse is, and then a rude word. There we are. That's the reaction we wanted. Keep them coming in, please. 8-10-89, a roller coaster of a game. Well played, Barry. Colin says, usual bunch of random names. It is Culverhouse. Total nonsense. Real supporters of the quiz. Look, you can't make everyone happy all of the time, Barry. That's life.
On DAB Digital Radio and 1089 and 1053 AM, the warm-up with Max Rushton on Talk Sport.
Yeah, let's do Footballers on Ice. Today's contestant, the Cambridge United manager, Sean Derry. Afternoon, Sean.
Afternoon, guys. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Disappointing result for us yesterday, Sean, but I still believe.
You and me both, Max. Yeah. Without a doubt, whatever there's points there to play for, we'll have a good go at trying to get the lot.
Yeah, top man.
Not for the first time this morning. I'm wondering what the point of me being part of this conversation is, because it's going to be a love-in even greater than the one you had with Alan McAnally.
Sean and I...
Just
Sean,
get involved, Barry. Don't worry, Barry. Yeah, just get involved.
Sean and I have a friendship. Me and McAnally could lead to something else. We don't know yet, but Sean and I, it's purely platonic friendship. This is not about football, this feature, Sean. It's to find out if you're nice or not.
Right, okay.
Okay, so we ask a very tricky question to begin this. Sean, are you nice?
It depends. I wasn't at half-time yesterday, mate. I'm a little bit nicer today.
Are you a teacup thrower?
Everything got thrown yesterday, unfortunately. Yeah, it was... You get caught up in the emotion, don't you, of course. That's what football's all about a lot of the time. But no, you try and be conscious of others as well. But no, yesterday was a tough one for us, Max, it was.
Tactics board across the dressing room?
Well, there wasn't much left of the tactic board yesterday. It was all over the place.
Magnificent.
Now, you are nice, Sean, and the club as well, Cambridge, have done some good stuff. Amnesty, we're doing a project on refugees recently,
yeah,
and
fantastic.
Refugees' impact on football. And Cambridge had a couple of the first refugees from the Spanish Civil War, didn't they, I think, years ago.
They did, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I got a phone call a few months back, actually, about this initiative that the club were very quickly to get involved with. I think it's fantastic. You look at the impact the refugees, the early refugees had on football, and just where it is now. It's definitely a multicultural sport, and it's a great initiative for everybody.
Yeah, and I'll tweet out lots of details that Amnesty have been sending out, something I really support as well. I saw a great film The Guardian did with Valon Barami, actually, about growing up in Kosovo and sort of what happened to him when he moved to Switzerland and how he was welcomed there and giving him and his family another chance in life. Well, listen, we've got the important stuff out of the way, Sean. You are nice, and that means you qualify to answer these 15 questions. Okay, Sean.
15, go for it.
Are you at a Sunday League football match?
I'm actually at the Southampton Academy this morning. We stayed over yesterday after the game, so my son's playing this morning. So he's having a similar morning to what I had yesterday afternoon, unfortunately.
Are you going to tap him up?
He'll be having his ear slit this later on, that's for sure.
All right, okay. Question one, Sean Derry. If Barry and I were to come round for dinner, what would you cook for us?
I wouldn't cook anything. I won't lie to you. Mrs. Derry would. I would just be definitely giving her some advice on how to cook whatever food you wish. My wife's a decent cook. I'm horrendous. I'm horrific.
The best answer we've had. Nothing. Yeah. Well, we look forward to it.
Sean, if you were coming to our house for dinner and we asked if there was anything in particular you didn't want to eat, what would you say?
I'm quite a good eater, actually. I mean, I think if I was to complain at home, Barry, it would be my Joe would just tell me to pipe down and eat what's given. So I'll eat anything that you're going to put on that table, I'll definitely eat.
Good, a good eater, and it's a tricky skill. Not everyone's got it, but Sean, you've got it. Sean, the answer to this might be no again. Do you do your own laundry?
I do, yeah. Okay. I mean, in terms of cooking, I'm not very good at all, but I can put the washing, put the washing machine on and stuff like that and hang it out and all the... I'm actually really good at all the, stereotypically, women's jobs. When it comes to that, I can fold nicely and everything else that goes with it.
Ironing?
You'd be proud of me.
The modern man.
I can iron a shirt. Yeah, no problem.
I can iron a shirt. It takes me a long time, though.
I haven't ironed anything since 1996.
Sean, when did you last take public transport, like a bus or maybe a train?
Always on it, Barry, yeah. I mean, I live just on the outskirts of London, just on the Kent and South East London border, so we haven't got a train line in our village, but I'd ride to the train station and regularly take the Rattler up to London.
First class with the tissue on the head cover, or do you sit with the riffraff?
Oh, I'm with the riffraff, right, amongst it.
What's your favourite insect, Sean? Difficult question. Pat Jennings didn't have an answer, and Emmanuel Frimpong said antelope. So
I won't share his answer. In terms of favourite, I don't like creepy crawlies, guys. Okay. I really don't. I'm not a creepy crawly fan. A spider in the house, then it'll have a cup on it for a good week until it dies.
Oh, no, that is terrible. You can't do that.
Yeah, you can. I've done it many times.
Moving swiftly along, Sean Derry, do you own a onesie? And if so, do you wear it?
No, come on. Come on. That, no chance. You couldn't picture me in a onesie. My daughter's got many.
I'm doing it now.
Loads. No. Definitely not.
You're not having that. What's your favourite cheese, Sean?
Oh, God.
Frimpong said the yellow one.
Which would be...
Most of them.
Pretty much all the cheeses.
Yeah, I'll go for the off yellow one, whatever that's called.
Blue.
Yeah,
blue cheese. Yeah, there you go, the blue one.
You're on death row, Sean. Sorry about that. 1 hour to go. Which TV show would you settle down to watch?
Oh, I'm really enjoying Nashville at this moment in time. So we're into, I think, series 5 at home. So I'd want to finish that off.
I've just finished series 2 of Line of Duty. I'm not sure if anyone's heard of it, but really, really excellent, series 2.
Yeah.
So go from the start. Don't watch the current one. Go back to the beginning, Sean. If you could only eat one fruit for the rest of time, Sean Derry, what would it be?
Banana. Okay. I'd go for a banana.
Yeah. Versatile, isn't it? It's a good sportsman's food.
Yeah. Served me well. Absolutely. Stay loyal to it.
How many toilets do you have, Sean?
How many toilets do I have? In the house, I think we've got four toilets.
Four sort of mid-table, you know?
Yeah.
Mark Schwarzer has 9. Who was on last week?
Danny Mills had quite a lot.
Yeah, Danny Mills had 9. Who had one outside last week? He had an outside toilet. I forget, we'll remember. Do you have more televisions than David O'Leary? He once boasted to Tony Cascarino that he had 11.
He got 11 TVs, has he?
Apparently, yeah.
Right. No, I've not got 11. I think, the kids have got one in the room and we've got one in our room. I think we've got five, I think. Okay. 5 TVs.
Okay. Maybe David O'Leary lives in a betting office. I can't think of any other reason why you'd need 11 tellies. But, what kind of pants do you prefer, Sean? A tight, loose,
definitely
jockey boxer?
Slips. Slips all day. Can't get me involved in boxers or anything like that. Just slips. The old sloggies served me well as well, so... Again, stick with the sloggies.
Are you better looking than the former West Brom defender, Jonas Olsen?
No, he's gorgeous.
Yeah.
He's gorgeous,
isn't
Jonas.
He's a Nordic god.
Yeah, although I am getting better looking as I get older.
You are. You're aging well.
I think so.
Who tell you who else is? Gary Rowett. I really... Because he started at Cambridge as a sort of spotty winger, spotty ginger winger.
Okay.
And now look at him. You know, he's comparing with, Marco Silva for attractiveness.
Do you smell nicer than Michael Carrick, Sean, who, against Cambridge United, one of the Cambridge United players said he was the nicest footballer he'd ever smelt?
Who said that?
That was Cameron McGeehan. No, Luton.
Was it?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Well, depending on what his preference is, I think I definitely don't smell a BO.
Okay.
Which is nice.
Do you know that for sure, or is it
definitely.
Just... Okay.
Yeah.
How often do you check?
Again, Joe would tell me if I started smelling up. Yeah.
She would. Final question for you, Sean, before you can go back to the Southampton Academy game. Are you nicer than Linvoi Primus?
No way. I don't even know. 100% no way. I know Linvoi really well. It's ridiculous. He's the top guy I've ever met. He really is. He's so nice. I'm not as nice as him, guys.
Sean, well, you're not because you kill spiders mercilessly for fun.
torture them. Solitary confinement.
Do you give them a little saucer of water? Nothing. Those poor little things, they're minding their own business. Sean, thanks for your time. Did you enjoy it?
Pleasure, yeah. Loved it.
Top man. Good luck for the end of the season. Thanks to you and Cambridge United for all the work they're doing with Amnesty, helping the refugees. A whole number of clubs around the country did it. And as Sean said, stay loyal to the banana. Yes. I enjoyed that. Thanks, Sean. Top man. He's a top man.
He seems a very nice guy. Are Cambridge United in any danger of making the playoffs?
We lost at Portsmouth yesterday, and we were hoping they'd be still drunk from winning promotion, but they weren't. We are 3 points off the playoffs.
Sounds
but it's very
like he
tight
got
in there.
Very mad.
Yeah, that's very tight there, but we're 12th and we still could get in the playoffs. Okay. That's how tight it is in League Two. It's ridiculous. We'll be back in just a second.
On DAB Digital Radio and 1089 and 1053 AM, the warm up with Max Rushton on Talk Sport.
Let's play Guess the Attendance. This is a more strenuous test of the character of a man than running a marathon. Today, top journalist Barry Glendening takes on top comedian Justin Morehouse. Hello, Justin.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
I'm all right. I'm just thinking back to my favourite London Marathon memory.
Okay.
Seeing a man cross the line dressed as a chicken and then they put that tinfoil suit round him. He looks shattered. He looks oven ready.
Magnificent.
What a sporting day we've got, guys. The Old Firm Derby, El Clasico, and Wigan versus Catalan.
Listen, you're going to the Burnley United game, aren't you?
I'm in a lay-by in the Rosendale Valley right now.
You're living the dream, Dorehouse. Living the dream.
Do you know, I'm with Justin Jr. He's in the car with me. We're going to watch Burnley today. Then he's off to Leeds back to university. I know he's adopted. And this is the least lad's trip ever. He's got a cool bag in the back with some chicken soup and a spare brioche.
It's far from brioche you were reared. I'd say it's far from brioche you were reared.
I don't understand what that means either. You just,
no, I don't know what it means.
It's an Irish...
Is that like Cass Neera Clout Till Me is out or something? No one's understanding what you're on about, mate.
He was doing work emails the first half hour of the show. At least he's with us. I'm happy about that.
Guess the attendance. Guess what hat I'm wearing today?
I don't think you're wearing any hat at all.
I'm going to
you're
go
correct.
With...
Yes!
Right.
Get in. Thanks for your honesty there, Justin, as well. That's what the game needs. Okay, here we go. Guess the attendance, five games. Barry won last week. Stopping the rot, some great sportsmanship from...
Yeah, going out with a whimper, like Swindon.
Let's start in... Where shall we start? That's very exciting. Let's start in the Championship, Nottingham Forest. Still in danger of the drop. Got a crucial 3-2 win over Reading. Jeff Eltringham refereed, but how many were at the City Ground? Justin.
23,179.
I'm going to go 19,420.
20,323.
Get in!
It's 1-0, Barry.
I haven't taken the lead in...
Come on, Forest fans, get behind your team in the battle of relegation.
The question is, are you good at keeping a lead, Barry? We're in uncharted territory, everybody.
I'm closing up shop now.
This is parking the bus. He's going feral early. Let's go into League Two, Portsmouth. Portsmouth celebrated promotion with a 2-1 win against battling Cambridge United. Gavin Ward reffed. How many were there at Fratton Park? Portsmouth 2, Cambridge 1. But how many were there? Barry, you're to go first. Not necessarily an advantage going first.
I'm going to go 18,000.
18,250. I'm going to go 18,249.
18,165. Oh, well done, Justin. I'm not sure. Look, in the spirit of the game, look, you won the point, but that was dirty.
It
was filth because you basically, Barry, took you all the way there and then you just stepped over the line, didn't you? You mocked his 18,000.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just coming back from anterior cruciate, lads. So.
Got to take it easy. Take it easy this time. Okay, right. League One to the new den, Millwall, Oxford United. A 3-0 win for Oxford. That leaves Millwall in the last playoff place in League One. One game to go. They're on 70, Southend 69, Rochdale 68. They're the three teams going for that final place. But a disappointing result. Oxford's in mid-table. Can't make the playoffs. So they're just outside the playoffs, but they can't make it. Dean Whitestone refereed, but how many were there? Justin.
I am so unsure of this one. You can count the seats at Millwall, but then they take them out. Throw them at each other. 4,000. I've no idea.
What are you saying? 4,000, Barry?
Is that your guess?
Yeah, 4,000.
That is appalling. 4,001.
We need to work out how the rules of this game are. 12,533. Yes. Justin Morehouse hates Millwall.
Yep.
They don't care.
No, I'm lulling. I'm lulling Glenn Denning and his brioche phrases in. I'm gonna smash him with his next two now.
Okay. 2-1 to Glenn Denning. Producer says one more, but I'm ignoring him because this matters. Hang on a second.
Do it quick then.
Yeah, but the Premier League is they're not there when the on the pages. Okay. To Wembley Stadium, Chelsea 4, Tottenham 2, FA Cup semi-final. Spurs had 99% of possession, but they played Son at left wing back and they lost. How many were there, Barry?
Oh, 92,211.
92,210.
86,355. It's 2-2, but Justin goes first, so this might give you a chance. I've got a bit of pressure on me here. Let's pick out a good one. Burton versus Leeds. Darren Bond reffed it. Burton 2, Leeds 1. Leeds really stuttering in their race to the playoffs. They've been in the playoff places for so much time this season in the Championship. But how many were there? Burton versus Leeds. Justin.
8,479.
Barry.
8,480.
6,073. No! Morehouse wins. Oh.
The heartbreak kid. Shane ain't so Joe.
I am genuinely devastated.
I get butterflies during it. It's just ridiculous, isn't it? Top man, Justin, enjoy the game.
That was an inspired choice, Burton. I wouldn't have had a clue.
Well, there you go. That's just
We know.
That is the drama of Guess the Attendance. Justin Morehouse, thank you very much. Enjoy your day. Thank you, Barry. You have to stay until 2. Right, we'll be back in a second.
On DAB Digital Radio and 1089 and 1053 AM, The Warm-Up with Max Rushton on Talk Sport.
You're listening to the Alan Brazil Sports Breakfast, Ray Parlin and Ford. I've taken loads of cocaine.
Not just play that on a loop for an hour.
Someone write put a comma in the script urgently. You are listening to the world's biggest sports radio station, Max Rushton, Barry Glenn Denning. We're here till 2. We'll be crossing to Wembley a number of times in the next hour. Obviously, building up to the second FA Cup semi-final, Arsenal versus Manchester City. Who will win the right to play Chelsea in the FA Cup final? John in the Wirral says, hi guys, enjoying the show. Tranmere v Southport attendance. Southport was 6,159. Defo worth using this one. Doing well, Tranmere. Definitely in the playoffs. Well done to Lincoln City for getting in the Football League as well. Cowley Brothers doing their job there. So that's good, isn't it? Now, this is our bonus hour, Barry, isn't it?
Yep.
So what we like to do is just steal other features.
A lot of disappointed people tuning in.
There was someone who texted to say, ours is the only 2 hours of talks where they don't listen to. Do you remember that? And we sort of said, well, we're actually doing them a lifestyle favour, really. So they at least get 2 hours of sleep just at some point. Otherwise, the rest
of the week.
So they
listen to Bob Ballard for 6 hours Saturday night.
They do.
Rather than... go to bed for a bit.
Absolutely, it's the only 2 hours. Anyway, you've got an extra hour of us, so you hope you enjoy it.
Go for a walk or something.
But you can listen to us on the TalkSport app while you're doing it. We're live on Facebook. It was interesting hearing that news, the news story saying, you know, Britain's Got Talent got 9.4 million viewers.
And live on Facebook, how many have we at the moment?
We just went from 7 to 6. But anyway, look, it's because I don't do it on the Twitter where I've got many followers. My Facebook, I don't have any. So I'm just trying to build that up from small acorns. The Facebook
you
7.
You say that every week. It's getting smaller, this acorn.
Hey, we're going to do the time tunnel, which, as weekend sports breakfast fans will know, is a popular feature that they do. And we've decided to copy it, not to be rude, but to appreciate it. And to
an homage.
It is an homage.
No, we're just copying it.
Okay, you're right. And Joe's in. You've written the quiz, haven't you, Joe?
I have indeed,
okay,
yes.
Okay, can you explain to people who maybe just sleep until 11 what the time tunnel is and how it works?
The time tunnel is a quiz that we do at about 10:15 every Sunday.
Yeah.
So you get 2 questions each. They will alternate, and they are all multiple choice questions. If we have no winner at the end, then there is a tiebreaker. But each question has a musical clue or a musical bonus point afterwards.
Oh, it's changed.
It used to be slightly different,
question and the music, and you guess the year.
Yeah, no, you get multiple choice.
Oh, I don't want multiple choice. What do you want, Barry?
I think we have to take what we're given.
No, we can swap that around. We can play the music as a clue and then have multiple choice.
Oh, that's what I want. Purist. I'm old school, you know. No, they come in here and change
the new version sounds slightly easier.
Yeah, no, I like it more difficult. Let's play. Is it an FA Cup semi-final special?
It is an FA Cup semi-final
There we are.
Special.
Live commentary of Arsenal versus Manchester City on TalkSport. And we're going to build up with the FA Cup semi-final special. I'm excited. Okay.
Okay, Barry, you're going to go first.
Oh, okay.
Oh, tense.
The last time the FA Cup semi-finals were held outside of Wembley, Man United beat Watford 4-1 and Chelsea beat Blackburn 2-1 after extra time. What year was that?
Oh, God.
We do have musical clues. This was a hit from the same year.
I have no idea who that is.
I don't remember any of those games, and I don't know the song.
This is going to be hideously wrong. Who is that?
So I can tell you who this is.
Yeah, I haven't a clue.
This is Arcade Fire with Keep the Car Running.
All right.
It's a bit cool for us, Joe.
Oh, crikey. I'm going to go with 2007.
Absolutely nailed it.
Yes!
Well done, Baz. 1-0 up. Good guess.
1-0. Right, question 2 for you, Max.
Yeah.
Arsenal take on Man City in the second FA Cup semi-final today.
Yes.
Should Arsenal win, it'll be the first all-London affair in the final for a while. Can you tell me the last time that happened? It was also Arsenal versus Chelsea. Here's your musical clue.
At least I know who this is.
This is the Coral,
isn't
it? It is. Now, this was one of the only good songs we had on BBC Radio Cambridgeshire, so I played it quite a lot in my early local radio days instead of playing Brand New Key. And
But all the members of the Coral are about 14, so it can't be that long ago.
2005.
Unfortunately not, no.
Oh,
we can pass it over.
Well, I should remember the game, and I don't.
I think Drogba scored, but I can't remember.
I'm going to go... Well, the Coral are all young lads, so can't be too long ago. I got 2012.
No, it's 2002.
Was it?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Okay, well, there
I didn't think the Coral had been around that long.
Anyway,
I didn't think they were old enough
to be
around.
They were
about
in the
that.
90s. Yeah.
Okay.
It's really the sports clues we should know, Barry, isn't it? Anyway, crack on. It's 1-0.
Well, we're showing ourselves up on a number of levels here.
Back to Barry for question 3. So it hasn't been a very good season for Sunderland this season, Barry.
I'm well aware of that, Joe.
You can't ask him a Sunderland-based semi-final question. He must know that.
No, it's a good one. The Black Cats have made 12 semi-final appearances in their history. The first coming in 1891.
Oh, have you got a tune from them? Here's Mozart with...
No, but hold on. Can you tell me the most recent semi-final appearance for them?
Oh, God, no.
This was a hit in the same year.
I think Barry's just switched off.
So this is The Strokes with Reptilia.
2008.
No. It was 2004.
Oh, you're going
on.
Oh, God. Was it 2004?
Correct.
Yes. 1-1.
Yes.
Oh, come on.
So, Max,
I would remember when Cambridge United got to the semi-final of the FA Cup. Just saying, Barry.
I know, it's poor. Yeah. I can't remember anything that happened before last Thursday, you know.
Did Cambridge ever get to the semi-final?
No, never, no.
Yes, so that was against Millwall in 2004. Well done, Max, you got that right.
1-1.
Question four for you, Max. Okay. The highest winning margin in an FA Cup semi-final saw Newcastle beat Fulham 6-0. Can you tell me what year that was?
No,
it's got to be Buddy Holly or something.
This is a hit from the same year.
Kind of a girl. She doesn't know a blessed thing she hadn't ought to know. She knows just enough, and that's as far as she can go. She isn't the kind that appeals to Mr. Wise Guy.
Is it Zayn Malik's debut?
So that's George M. Cohen with The Small Town Girl.
It does sound like John Ketley, doesn't it? Blimey. I mean, the thing is, the producer just told me the answer in my ear.
Why?
I don't know why. Many of you wanted to join in. I'm not going to cheat, because I was going to say like 1921. It was 1908.
It was 1908, yeah.
Was it 1908?
Yeah.
Bonus point.
No, because we can have a tiebreaker now.
Yeah,
we're a tiebreaker.
All right. We're not very good at quizzes here.
Yeah, this is a shambles.
That's fine. I'm still enjoying it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So there's no music for the tiebreaker.
Oh, why not?
But because it's the closest answer wins. Oh. The highest attendance for an FA Cup semi-final came in Everton's penalty shootout win over Man United in 2009. Can you tell me the exact attendance?
Well, Barry has a lot of practice with guessing attendance.
Yeah,
I'm not very good at it, as you well know.
89,941.
And Barry?
I'm going to say 89,942.
And Max is the winner.
No!
It was 88,141.
Get in. Thanks, Joe.
But surely there was, like, some FA Cup semi-final back in the 50s with 250,000 people.
Probably not, because they didn't play at Wembley, did they? So it would have been lots of people, but at Villa Park, and it wouldn't have been that many.
Of course, yeah.
Okay. Right. It's a text saying, the last time Newcastle won anything, 1908. and then Anders said, Mozart died in 1791, you oaf.
On DAB Digital Radio and 1089 and 1053 AM, The Warm-Up with Max Rushton on TalkSport.
You are listening to The Warm-Up on TalkSport, Max and Barry. Oh, we've just got enough time to find out if our show was any good. Do you want to...
It was long, but was it good?
My annual rant about how terrible the marathon is. Yes, did that. Max and Barry's Premier League review. We did that. We found out what Alan McInerney was wearing. And we got today's odds. John Ketley came on to talk Burnley. We had a big game of Culverhouse. We did that. We find out if a current Football League manager has more tellies than David O'Leary. He does, Sean Derry. No, he doesn't. He's got 5 tellies and he kills spiders. But he said, stay loyal to the banana. Kevin Day was on, 0.7. We like him, 0.8. We had more filth from Justin Morehouse and guest the attendance. Truly astonishing game, wasn't it? They were the best bits of the show. Have a lovely day. Etc.
Blah.